This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Actually, I want to start off with another news with a little bird told me a secret that today is the 15th anniversary of one Mark Cox going on air.
Wow.
Congratulations, Mark. That's
Thank
amazing.
You. Well, going on air with this radio station in 2010 officially. As an employee, and I've probably been filling in since, 2005, maybe?
That's when you should count.
Oh, should I?
You should count.
I was a part-timer back then, but officially start date was I think March 10th was my first on-air date with my show.
But
2010
for bookkeeping purposes,
yes.
It's today.
Thank you. Today is when the company has me registered.
Because our old... employer, their fiscal year started March 1st.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so they hired you the day before fiscal year.
Nice. Nice. Thank you.
On to another news. Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' fiance Lauren Sanchez will join three other women on a Blue Origin space flight this spring. Sanchez, who selected the all-female crew, will be accompanied by former NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowie, research scientist Amanda Nguyen, and movie producer Carrie Ann Flynn. The 10-minute flight from West Texas will mark Blue Origin's 11th human space flight.
Name the people that are going again.
Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' fiance Lauren Sanchez.
And this is when they get them up just high enough to say they're in outer space and then bring
That's
them back
Shatner
down.
Did.
Exactly.
How did
Shatner
get
went.
Like,
is that
they
what
get
he did?
Picked, yeah. Of all people.
How did they get picked?
Really?
No, how did they get picked of all the people to do this mission? They got picked?
Lauren Sanchez picked them, who just happens to be Jeff Bezos'
So
wife.
Is she a big fan of Katy Perry and Gayle King?
I guess
so.
And they're all big fans of Oprah, who probably pulled a few strings.
Yeah. Well,
did they have to pay for it?
The funny thing is, it says it's unclear who's covering the cost. No,
yeah.
It's not.
No, the
it's
Bezos
not unclear.
It's either Oprah or the Bezos family.
No, it's
one of those.
Right.
His
Bezos. Girlfriend is going to be on it.
Yeah.
How young is she again? Isn't she super
younger
young?
Than younger him. Than us.
There's Amazon, and then there's Amazon Prime. She's Amazon
She's
Prime.
She's in Amazon
yes,
Prime.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Looks like Universal Pictures and DreamWorks Animation are going to release a new Shrek movie, Shrek 5, confirming Zendaya as the voice of Shrek and Fiona's teenage daughter, Felicia. The trailer features familiar characters right now, like Donkey and Pinocchio, along with a TikTok-style magic mirror scene. While fans are excited about Zendaya's involvement, reactions have been a little bit mixed because they've updated the animation.
I need you to read that story again. You did not just say that Zendaya will be the voice of Shrek, did you?
No, Shrek and Fiona's teenage daughter.
Oh, I misunderstood you. Because I'm like, how in the world is that going to work?
And also, Lauren Sanchez is 55.
Really?
No way.
Yes.
I thought she was in her 20s.
Yeah, I did
December 1969.
Then, wow. She's got a fantastic and well-paid plastic surgeon.
Okay, she doesn't look like she's in her 20s. I just Googled her. But she doesn't look 55.
And she's doesn't...
Day after my birthday.
She doesn't look like she has not had work done.
I'm sure she's had quite a bit of work done. I love Shrek. I quote Shrek a lot, just like I quote Austin Powers. But you know what? The Shrek movies have really gone downhill. The first original Shrek is absolutely the best.
Shrek 2 is pretty good, too.
Mm.
Third one's got Justin Timberlake.
I haven't even seen the... I don't think I've seen all of them. I don't even think I realized there were four Shreks.
And then just Shrek Forever
not as good.
After.
But that's how it is with a lot of these movies. Like, the first one's really good, and it's hard to top it. It's a big risk if you're going to try to make a sequel. Right.
I've quoted Shrek many times on trips when the kids would say, "How far is it? How far is it? Donkey! It's the land of far, far away."
I always go, "In the morning, I'm making waffles." I could go for waffles.
Yeah, no kidding. Right now.
Kim, this is for you. Oscar Nunez will reprise his role as Oscar Martinez in Peacock's upcoming The Office follow-up series, though he won't be the central character. Titled The Paper, the mockumentary will follow a struggling Midwest newspaper filmed by the same documentary crew from The Office. They right now said no other original members are going to be confirmed, but they might show up.
I'm not as excited about that.
All right, well, I'll try better next time. It looks like Forever 21 is set to lay off 358 employees and close its Los Angeles corporate headquarters as it struggles to compete with online retailers like Shein and Temu. The layoffs include executives and designers, and it will begin April 21st.
Is today the last day for Party City?
I think it is.
Oh, it could be.
Oh. I'm pretty sure.
I wish I would have learned about Party City earlier in my adulthood.
Really?
Well, you can still go get balloons and make up for all the time.
What is it you want from there, exactly? Costumes?
So much garbage.
Just what your wife wants you to bring home, garbage.
That's why Nicole never told you about it.
Exactly. See? That's why I never told you about it.
A lot of these stores are just struggling, the brick and mortar stores. Right. Like, not that you guys care about this. Joann Fabrics is, going out. But Target and Kohl's, I think they're discontinuing their maternity line. Again, I know you guys don't care about this. I'm just saying. It's like everything is moving online. I do.
I miss the Target display with the bathing suits with the extra material in them.
Yeah, so you're going to have to get your tuck swimsuit somewhere else, Mark.
He bought them on clearance.
Gross. Okay, so I've got a survey for everybody in this room. A new survey pinpoints 1:42 p.m. as the ideal nap o'clock, with 51 minutes being the perfect nap length to recharge without grogginess. So there you go. If you're wondering, Mark was talking about naps earlier.
I do set an alarm so that I don't sleep for like 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the day, because then you do wake up and you're completely disoriented. That's my napping plan.
If you guys can fall asleep very quickly, but for example, it can take me an hour sometimes in the middle of the day to fall asleep, if at all. So how am I supposed to figure out how long to nap and set my alarm if I have no idea how long it's not like I can just close my eyes and boom, I'm out.
I don't know what to tell you, Kim. I fall asleep very easily.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Carl.
We're dudes. I could lay down on that floor right there and be asleep before this commercial break is over.
You're ridiculous.
But I have to be up by 2 o'clock because I have to be at hockey by 3.
So. I know. Carl's
that does not work for me, Ethan.
Work his other job when he leaves here.
Get more at 971talk.com.